Good morning. As we turn the calendar to December, I'd like to begin to look at the amazing and astounding story of Christmas. A story of teenagers called to do the hardest thing they would ever do. A story of prophets and angels and shepherds and wise men. A story of God taking upon himself human flesh. A story for the lonely, for the overlooked, for the seeking. I think it's important for us to revisit this story because it seems to me that Jesus has almost completely disappeared from our culture's celebration of the holiday. You know, we don't expect that our secular culture would remember the Christmas story. But the question for us is, do we who name the name of Christ remember? Do we take time to contemplate the enormity of what happened at Christmas? Writer David McCaslin says this, "The Christmas story recorded in Matthew and Luke has become so familiar that I wonder if we grasp the reality of what actually happened. An angel told a young virgin that she would conceive a child by the power of the Holy Spirit. The angel then told her fiancé to marry her and name the baby Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Shepherds saw angels in the sky and were told of a Savior's birth in Bethlehem. Wise men traveled hundreds of miles to worship the one who they said has been born King of the Jews." Amazing. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25 tells the story of Joseph, while Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38 tells the story of Mary. We'll look first at Joseph and Mary, and then at the shepherds, and then at the wise men. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18 records this. "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." Mary's story is found in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. "In the sixth month," and that's a reference to verse 37, the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, "God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.'" Verse 34, Mary has a question. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin," and literally in Greek, this could be translated, "since I have never known a man." Verse 35, the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Joseph and Mary, barely teenagers at this time, were faced with the biggest challenge of their lives, and as we see, they respond in faith. They faced whispers and gossip and rejection and shame. They're away from their families, lonely and alone. What an example they are to us today. What an encouragement they are to those who are lonely today. Lonely, alone because of distance. Alone because of the pandemic. Alone because of broken relationships with a spouse or with a family member, divorce, alone because of the loss of a loved one. They faced this biggest challenge of their lives alone, and they respond in faith. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26, the passage we just read, is the record of the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary of God's choice of her to be mother to Messiah. Mary is perplexed as to how this could happen since she was a virgin. Conception would come about by the Holy Spirit's act of creation, act of generation in Mary's body. Mary and Joseph were in the betrothal period when the angel Gabriel came to Mary. During the betrothal period, a couple was pledged to each other. They were considered to be married, and it would require a divorce to end the relationship. The betrothal period was customarily a year during which time the bride would continue to live in her parents' home, and the marriage would not be consummated. To be found pregnant during this period would be considered adultery. This was the situation that Mary and Joseph faced in light of the announcement by the angel of Mary's coming pregnancy. The gospel texts verify both explicitly and implicitly that Mary is a virgin. The virgin birth is essential to Jesus' saving purpose, for only as the God-man would his sacrifice be acceptable. He had to be human so that he could die, and he had to be God so that his death meant something and sin could be forgiven. God allowed Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 passage that we read a moment ago to struggle with the situation before sending the angel to him in a dream to explain that God was using him and Mary to fulfill ancient promises of the coming Savior. Joseph risked misunderstanding and gossip to be obedient to God. Joseph and Mary are examples of the life of faith and obedience to God's will in the face of adversity, difficult circumstances, disgrace, and humiliation. Joseph and Mary both humbly submitted to God's will and plan for their lives, despite the fact that it would cost them greatly in the eyes of the community. They chose the hard way, not the easy way. They chose the hard way with confidence in God's ability to see them through. If you're going through a time of difficulty, if you're going through a time of loneliness, submit to God's will. Submit to His plan for your life. Choose God's way. Be encouraged. Writer Albert Lee says this, "Perhaps Mary was thinking, how do I explain my pregnancy to my family? Will my fiancé Joseph call off the betrothal? What will the townspeople say? Even if my life is spared, how will I survive as a mother all alone?" For Mary and Joseph, Christmas began with submitting themselves to God in spite of the unthinkable emotional challenges before them. We see next the shepherds. The shepherds were the lowly of society. They were despised by many, disdained, forgotten, ignored, invisible. We read their story in Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Jesus was born in a place where animals were kept, and his first crib was an animal feeding trough. He was bound in strips of cloth, as was the practice of some in that day, to protect the newborn's limbs, to give them security and to keep them warm. These strips of cloth were a foreshadowing of his burial, as was the gift of myrrh brought later by the Magi. The first announcement of Jesus' birth was to shepherds who were quite possibly tending the sacrificial lambs which would be used at the temple in Jerusalem. Remember that Jesus was called by John the Baptist the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The announcement to the shepherds referred to Jesus' purpose, that of being Savior, the forgiveness of sins, as well as his person, Christ the Lord, the Messiah, who is God. God in the flesh, dying in our place, taking our sin upon his body. J.B. Phillips writes, "On that first Christmas morning, the world must have seen a hard place to Mary. At the end of a weary journey, there was no room at the inn. The only shelter offered to her was the lowly cattle shed. I find this a great mystery and a great wonder. God has been here on this planet in person. What are we celebrating? What we are celebrating is not the feast of jolly old Father Christmas or good King Wenceslas or a beautiful fairy tale. We are celebrating the visit of God. How marvelous." Next, we have the wise men who traveled hundreds of miles. We read their story in Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. They traveled hundreds of miles, led only by a star, with the hope of catching a glimpse of the Christ, the one who has been born King of the Jews, whose gifts illustrated Jesus' deity, the gift of gold, his purity, the gift of incense, and surely also his death, the gift of myrrh, which was a burial spice used for embalming. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men all joined to tell us that faith isn't easy. Life can be challenging, but there is encouragement for the lonely. There is encouragement for the forgotten. There is encouragement for the seeking. There is hope in the midst of fear, joy in the midst of pain, forgiveness in the midst of failure, love in the midst of apathy and hatred, because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.